This is KCUR. The downtown performance space known as The Living Room arrived on the scene in 2010 with a debut season that included two plays by writer John Kolvenbach. 5 years later, Scott Cordes and Katie Gilchrist are back in the director's chairs, with both plays being performed in repertory. In the latest and final installment of the series Director's Cuts, KCUR's Steve Walker spoke with the pair about the pluses and the pitfalls of putting on two shows at the same time.
You two are directing the next two shows at The Living Room, both by John Kolvenbach. On an Average Day is about two brothers, one a hoarder, one obsessively neat. Love Song's lead character is called an oddball and an exile from life. Am I correct in sensing quirky personalities in both of these plays?
Absolutely. Kolvenbach has written six characters that are so varied, but so very, I don't know, typical of the human experience, but you don't know it until you see the whole picture, I think. But they're very odd, but endearingly so.
Exactly. You pull for these characters. They're quirky, but you understand where they come from.
What is it about Kolvenbach's playwriting that draws you in?
The idea that it's hilarious, it's suspenseful, it's poetic, and it's brutal. It's actually very beautiful, too, and covers a lot of ground.
Yeah, he can break your heart while making you laugh at the same
time.
Is there a scene in either one of these plays that exemplifies his point of view? Scott, what about On an Average Day?
Somewhat too revealing to tell the audience what, you know, of course, for storytelling purposes. But I like just the opening scene because I like the way it's written. It's funny. Again, it's very Pinterest. You don't know where it's going. It's got a little True West feeling to it. I think it sets up a really great evening of theater.
Are you eating?
Am I what?
Are you eating anything?
Am I eating?
Are you eating at all?
What does that have to do with anything?
Are you hungry?
Now?
You might try to eat something.
As like what? As maybe that would change something?
Is there anything in here anywhere?
Why?
Are there any eggs?
For what?
Is there any food in that thing?
You want to cook me something?
Do you have anything?
You want to fix me like an omelet? Jack, cook me a meal?
When did you eat last? Do you remember?
Do you think you might stay around for a little while, Jackie? A couple of weeks or anything? Stay around for a little while?
You both have connections to these plays because you directed them in The Living Room's opening year.
Yes, it was the first show of The Living Room. And we worked so hard on that first show, getting the theater ready, getting the show ready. And we loved doing all that. And we loved the show. It turned out beautiful. And we decided we'd want to do it again because, you know, not as many people saw it because people didn't know where The Living Room was and what The Living Room was.
And by the time that we had done Love Song in that first season, we garnered a bit more audience, but still not enough, and we had this small group of people saying, we love those plays. And so here we are 5 years later doing them again and doing them in this way, which I think if people come to see a festival day, they'll see really an interesting, I think it'd be a fascinating day of theater to do on a festival day.
Yeah.
Well, a festival day is a day when both plays will be performed on the same day,
yes.
One in the afternoon, one in the evening. Because these plays are being performed in repertory, which means some, you know, one Tuesday night you can see one and then Wednesday see the other.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of benefits or drawbacks are there to performing in repertory?
One of the drawbacks would be is everybody's just more busy. I just love it because I know the audience loves repertory theater. I know I do. I like going to see a company perform two different shows, you know, like in the same week.
I mean, I think that there are thematic elements that tie the two together that we are really kind of discovering more now that we're doing them at the same time. One of the great things I love about seeing any kind of show or performing in rep is that there's a constant challenge to make sure that you don't get lazy. You can't get lazy. There's absolutely no opportunity for you to sit back at all. Because if you do, then all of a sudden you're in another play and everyone around you has no idea where you've gone.
5 years later, since its inception, The Living Room has become a vital major player in the Kansas City theater community. As an artist, what do you like about working there?
I like the people. I do. I like the people. I like the fact that it's in the crossroads. I like it because it's a new company. It's a young company. A lot of young people come to the shows, which I love. I mean, I love looking out at the audience because it's all different ages. It goes from teens to late 70s. I mean, that's what I think I love about that theater.
What's great, too, is that Scotty and I were both there 5 years ago.
Yep.
You know, I was cleaning the house and sweeping while they were running these lines in these scenes. And it feels very gratifying to see these things, these shows again, because of how far that company has come. It does feel artistically like a home, which is nice.
The Living Room presents Love Song and On an Average Day in repertory beginning this evening. You can find out more and watch a video scene on our website, kcur.org/arts. Support for the Director's Cuts series comes from the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency.